We should know emptiness and selflessness are synonymous. So don't worry when you see selflessness. It means emptiness. Emptiness and selflessness mean the same. They're synonymous. Selflessness is divided into two. Selflessness of persons, selflessness of phenomena. And then Geshe-la gives us some examples. Examples of the selflessness of persons are the mere absence of ourself we normally see and the mere absence of other living beings we normally see. So these are two examples of selflessness of persons. And an example of the selflessness of phenomena, so this means phenomena other than persons, is the mere absence of other phenomena that we normally see. In Guide to the Middle Way, the great scholar Chandrakirti says, yogis negate the self. This beautiful instruction from Chandrakirti. Yogis negate the self. So what does this mean? Geshe-la says, in this context, yogis negate, and he gives us a list. So yogis negate the self. Yogis negate the self. What does this mean? Yogis negate our self that we normally see, our I that we normally see, other persons that we normally see, and all phenomena that we normally see. So this is a realization of the selflessness of all phenomena, all persons, ourself, others, and all phenomena. Yogis negate the self. So, you know, if we're moved by that instruction, it's just yogis negate the self. Four words. Four words. We can think about it our whole life. So tonight, as we're going to bed, we can pray, may I live through the night. Because yogis negate the self. And that's what I want to do. We can think. Then that might lead you to remember, what does it mean, yogis negate the self? And you'll remember the four points. Yogis negate the self we normally see, the I we normally see, others we normally see, all phenomena we normally see. So I know some of you aren't familiar with these things, but there are many people in this group who are very familiar with what I'm saying. So we think yogis negate the self. So this is Geshe-la's little brief teaching on emptiness. The object of negation of emptiness or selflessness that Chandrakirti mentions here is more subtle than in other explanations of this subject and is very profound. So we're learning Buddha's ultimate view. Chandrakirti also said that Buddha explained the two selflessnesses, selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena, to liberate all living beings from suffering permanently. So you just think, how amazing is that? That Buddha is teaching from his own experience. We can say living Buddha is teaching from his own experience. Why Buddha teaches selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena? Why? What's the aim? To liberate all living beings from suffering permanently. So this is Buddhist aim. This is the aim of Buddha's teachings, to liberate all living beings from suffering permanently. Permanent world peace, no suffering, ever. So we must know that the method by which that's accomplished is gaining the realizations of the selflessness of persons and the selflessness of phenomena. This is how all living beings will be liberated from suffering permanently. When we study these subjects in detail or precisely, we should be patient and skillful. So why does Geshe-la say that? Because we're impatient and not so skillful. We can even get angry with these instructions because we don't understand them. Our pride makes us get frustrated. We're like, what does that mean? I don't get it. I wish it was clearer. It couldn't be clearer. What's not clear is our mind. So we need to be joyful and just think, yogis negate the self. You know, if we were to say that to ourselves, Geshe-la, help me negate the self I normally see, the I that I normally see, others I normally see, phenomena I normally see, so that I may follow you and liberate all living beings permanently from suffering. Just those four little words will guide us to these realizations because we're grateful, we're joyful, we're faithful, and we apply the instructions patiently and with skill, never allowing ourselves to develop more confusion, which will cause obstacles. So Geshe-la said a little bit more about yogis negate the self. So if you can listen with a joyful, patient heart. Geshe-la says, due to self-grasping, we believe the self we normally see exists. The I we normally see exists. Others we normally see exist. All phenomena we normally see exist. But yogis negate the self. So those are all objects of negation of the wisdom realizing emptiness. So I'll just repeat that instruction. It's some commentary to yogis negate the self, some more commentary. Self-grasping, due to self-grasping, we believe that the I we normally see exists, the self we normally see exists, others we normally see exist, all phenomena we normally see exist. So those are the objects of negation of wisdom realizing emptiness. Wisdom realizing emptiness believes they do not exist. Self-grasping believes they exist. So this is some commentary to yogis negate the self.